Lieutenant Governor, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Hello.
So let's start with people who, and you've gone through every county of this state, correct, and trying to get the read on how citizens of the state feel. So,
And also online, though, too. We received over 60,000 comments and feedback, too. I mean, there's not one other policy that's ever had this level of engagement within the last 30 years in Pennsylvania, and that's a fact.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about great expectations of tax money, a windfall of up to, say, $600 million. I've heard many different figures over a certain amount of period of time.
Yeah.
What would the costs be for recreational marijuana or adult-use cannabis? What are the startup costs? What are the healthcare costs? Is that factored in?
Well, in terms of the cost, I mean, this is an industry that would take care of itself. I mean, this industry requires no subsidized jobs. I mean, you look at the cracker plant up in Beaver, and I'm not making a judgment one way or the other, but that required an enormous tax subsidy that everybody paid for. And these jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, would absolutely be created as part of an enterprise. And there's already a thriving cannabis market in Pennsylvania, but it's illegal. And it's already generating kinds of costs. But right now, those costs are over 20,000 arrests of fellow Pennsylvanians every year for using a plant, and other associated costs because there's no purity involved. It's illegal, and that leads to a lot of criminality involved with people that are selling it as well, too. I saw that, plenty of that, as Mayor Braddock. So there's already enormous costs. I mean, it's not like we're importing this product in for the first time. It's already here. And all I'm suggesting is let's do it so we can benefit in tangible ways that can create hundreds of millions of dollars every year to help small businesses and the state.
John, when you first took office, it seemed like Governor Wolf was reticent to support a recreational plan, but you convinced him after going to all the counties in the state and giving him your report and feedback. What was it exactly when you saw that he changed his mind?
Well, I can't speak for the governor in terms of like a mind change. But what I can say is that that's the kind of governor he is. He's always open to input and debate, and it's not like some fixed, intractable position that's no one's ever going to get him to change. And he always has an open mind. So, and that's to his credit. So, everybody has to understand too that everybody in this state, when I went around, everybody embraces medical marijuana, whether they're a card carrier or not. And they want more freedom. They want the ability to participate in this without being labeled criminals. And it's time. New Jersey is going to be legalizing marijuana in their state within 50 days. I think it's 48 days now. And we are going to have 40% of our state's population within a 30-minute drive of as much legal marijuana as they want. And I think it should be ours. I think our farmers should be the one growing it. I think our treasury should be the one that's being filled.
And this push, this particular push for legalization entwined in the pandemic, you say that it's needed to stabilize our ailing economy that the administration shut down because of COVID-19. But when would this begin bearing fruit? What is the timeline?
Well, I don't exactly know because right now the legislature is dithering on it and they won't take it up. And if there was a company, X company X that could say, we guarantee you, we will generate billions of dollars in your treasury over the long term, and we'll create tens of thousands of jobs. We'll not need a single subsidy, and we can also make sure that none of your residents are ever have a criminal record for the rest of their life unless we have a pardon. People would be falling over themselves to attract a company like this. This is a brand new industry, you know, when we've never needed it more in Pennsylvania in terms of revenue, in terms of social justice and the criminal justice system, freedom. I have libertarian streaks, and it's like if you're okay with legal alcohol, Legal alcohol kills 90,000 Americans every year and addicts millions more. You know, this is something that we associate with choices and having the opportunity to do it legally. And our nation found out what a disaster that was under prohibition to not make that legal. And we live that disaster every day. We turn our backs on this enormous market.
John, what do you think is the read now? You say they're dithering in Harrisburg, so the Republicans have said overall they're against it. Are you starting to see a change of mind on this from bipartisan support?
Well, I think right now it comes down to it's harder to admit they're wrong about cannabis than it is to prohibition is so much harder than admitting, yeah, okay, all right, let's just do it. Let's go ahead. We were wrong. I mean, it's true. And it's like, well, it's not a priority. It's like, well, what's your priority? What's your ideas? And there aren't any. There aren't any. You know, they pass these performance art bills about things that aren't even relevant or aren't generating revenue, you know, or any of these things. It's like this is a serious policy for serious times that's going to create significant and serious relief for a lot of people.
Now, what about the fears that marijuana as a gateway drug could lead to abuse of other drugs or promotion of it will glamorize it for kids?
Completely unfounded. Study after study. In fact, if you want to call it a gateway drug, it's often a gateway away from other drugs, and it's a gateway away from opioid addiction. People are using marijuana en masse. The problem is that it's coming from a dealer where you don't know what the purity of it is, that you don't know what's in it, and they sell other drugs typically that are addictive, and they want to addict you on that. So you ask, I would ask young people all across Pennsylvania on the tour, what's harder to get, alcohol or marijuana? And not one of them ever said alcohol. It's always marijuana. Because legalizing it makes it hard to acquire for the very people that we want to keep it out of the hands of. Regulation makes that much more likely to keep it out of the hands of those that don't want it. And if, you know, my kids choose to experiment with marijuana, as many kids do, as we all know, as many of you listening probably have, I would want it to come grown from a Pennsylvania farmer and coming in legally. And it's pure, it's safe, it's tested, and it's also benefiting Pennsylvania instead of bought from who knows where, you know, with God knows what else in it. And if they get caught, they could be labeled a criminal for the rest of their lives.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We appreciate your time this morning, John. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me on, fellas.
Thank you,
as always.
Sir.